Our eyes are made up of several specialised parts, including a cornea, a retina, a lens, which all come together to make a complicated structure. You might think you'd need millions of cells to achieve such complexity, but in one group of plankton called dinoflagellates, there are some species with complex eyes in a single cell. These minuscule structures are called oceloids, but what they're made of has until now been a bit of a mystery. Most cells contain component structures called organelles, such as mitochondria, which provide power to the cell. Researchers thought that some of these structures may have been repurposed to form the eye-like oceloid. Now a team at the University of British Columbia in Canada have worked out which bits are doing what. Noah Baker spoke with Greg Gavelis, the PhD student who led the research, and he first asked why oceloids are interesting to scientists.
This is the first structure that is completely subcellular and is an eye. There are things called eye spots, which are essentially just a little freckle of pigment. But it was thought that you actually needed a multicellular organization in order to evolve a structure like that. So this sort of challenges a lot of our conceptions about what you need to evolve complexity.
How long have we known about these oceloids, and why haven't we understood more about them up until now?
So the oceloid was discovered in 1884 by a young researcher, and his name was Oscar Hertwig, and he saw swimming among these single cells, a single cell with an eye, and that turned out to be the first Warnoid dinoflagellate. But at the time, there was a lot of doubt as to whether his description was accurate, because no one else was able to find any of these cells in the plankton. And in fact, that researcher, Oscar Hertwig, never found those cells again. They are so rare that some species you'll be lucky if you find 5 cells in 1 year.
You say it's got a sort of a cornea and a retina, you know, just what we'd think of in our eyes. How does it do that if it doesn't have different cells making different structures?
So there's only so many organelles in a eukaryotic cell. There's a nucleus, there's mitochondria, there's an endomembrane system. And it turned out that our particular organism has chloroplasts, which are usually used for photosynthesis, and it's modified a chloroplast into this pigmented retina-like structure. Then on the other side, on the cornea, that turned out to be made of mitochondria. So we have not one, but at least 2 different, very different organellar systems that are contributing to this eye-like structure.
So your one structure that you'd seen before was actually a bit of a mishmash of other structures.
Yeah, it's what we would call a chimera.
I think many people, if they're thinking about this, they might think of mitochondria, which are the sort of power production plants of a cell, and then chloroplasts, which are sort of like solar panels for a cell. They're not 2 things you'd imagine that would come together to make an eye. Was that a surprise to you?
A single cell is really limited in the ingredients it can use to make an eye. So I think it basically used the chloroplast because it was pigmented and could screen light such that it was only catching light from one direction, which is a very important feature for an eye. The mitochondria, on the other hand, evolved seemingly to delimit the other side of the eye by forming this layer that perhaps holds the lens in place. It's not clear what the mitochondria really are doing in this relationship.
This eye is very reminiscent of the kind of structure that we have in our eyes. Are they related at all?
Right. So that was the suspicion of a very prominent molecular biologist named Walter Gehring. And he supposed that there might have been gene transfer from dinoflagellates to animals that allowed for the animal eyes to evolve. But dinoflagellates evolved far after eyes evolved in animals such as vertebrates and mollusks and jellyfish. So that hypothesis doesn't really make sense in the terms of the fossil record.
You found an eye made up of other organelles that were in the cell before. What's next? Will there be a nose?
No, but there are guns. That's something that I wouldn't really tell the NRA about, but there are these very complex organelles that can launch ballistic structures. And our current project is doing some 3D modeling of these structures and also identifying what they're made of.
That was Greg Gavelis talking to Noah Baker. Wow, I would not have expected single-celled organisms to be able to make an eye, let alone a gun. The paper is at nature.com/nature, and to find out more of the amazing things that plankton get up to, head over to the Nature YouTube channel at youtube.com/naturevideochannel and check out 5 reasons to thank plankton.